It's Tuesday, March 26, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A threat made to Prairie Farms schools was false, police say. Highway 53 road work resumes between Rice Lake and Spooner. Talk with elderly family and friends about driving safely. And the DNR wants public input on its elk management plan. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Police say a threat toward the Prairie Farms School District was found to be not valid. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said a possible threat was reported to the state's school tip line, Speak Up, Speak Out, on Monday afternoon. The school was not in session and school officials were contacted. Investigators reviewed phone data and interviewed the subject of the threat, finding the tip to be false. Fitzgerald said additional police will be at the school this week to ease any concerns, and he encouraged everyone to report any possible threats or concerns to police. A multi-year project to resurface sections of Highway 53 in Barron and Washburn counties resumes this month. The Department of Transportation said sections of pavement will be replaced between 26th Avenue north of Rice Lake to County Highway A north of Spooner. The highway will remain open to north and southbound traffic. Single lane closures or crossovers will start in early April. The project will be finished by November. A plea to talk with the older drivers in your life. It's from police in the Racine County village of Caledonia. According to a department Facebook post, an 85-year-old motorist was responsible for a four-vehicle hit-and-run crash Monday morning. That driver then returned to the scene and collided with a fifth vehicle, a police squad car. They received very minor injuries and were issued numerous citations for both crashes. The State Department of Motor Vehicles is now required to review the driver's ability to safely operate a vehicle. It could have been worse, and the request from police, please have a talk with elderly family and friends who may no longer be able to drive safely. A boost for broadband access in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's blueprint for digital equity has been accepted by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. Wisconsin State AARP Director Martha Cranley calls it a game changer for older adults.
Because it allows them to navigate services, to participate in telehealth, to meet their daily needs. All these government services are online now. And, to sort of combat that social isolation.
Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission announced the state is eligible for up to $30 million to implement its plan over the next 5 years. Cranley says in the next few months, the state will provide information for local governments and other entities to apply for funding. Some elected Wisconsin Democrats say they won't support Joe Biden in next week's presidential primary. Bob Haig tells us more.
WISP Politics reports a total of 24 have signed a letter vowing to vote uninstructed in the April 2nd Democratic primary. It's part of a campaign urging voters to vote uninstructed in protest of President Joe Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. State Representative Francesca Hong of Madison drafted the letter. Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay has signed it, as have Democratic Socialists, Representatives Ryan Clancy and Darren Madison of Milwaukee, Milwaukee State Senator Chris Larson, and local officials. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Biden has already secured the Democratic nomination for president. The Department of Natural Resources is taking public comment on a new elk management plan. Raymond Newbert has a story.
Biologist Joshua Spiegel says they've been working closely on the plan with farmers in the central region of the state.
We kind of wanted to make sure that we were addressing all the concerns that were previously brought up to kind of formulate this rendition of the draft management plan.
Elk have been doing damage to cranberry farms, so the DNR worked together with the USDA and ag groups to minimize contact between elk and humans. You can enter your input online at dnr.wi.gov. Just search for elk. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.